But this is it. We're going to do it. We're going to dissect what happened last night. David Gavin joins me in the studio. David, good morning, mates.
Good morning, Adrian.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it?
I'll read what's in the script anyway. Last night, it was Sydney's turn in the State of Origin spotlight as New South Wales and Queensland took to the field for Game 2 of the three-game series. For a summary of all the action, joining the studio by producer David Gavin, as you already know. David, what the bloody hell happened?
Well, we'll start from the top, will we? So in front of a sea of blue, there was a packed out crowd, over 82,000 people crammed into the Olympic Stadium last night, particularly at the northern end of the ground where Blatchy's Blues were inhabited, I suppose, for want of a better word.
That's a good word, right?
So Queensland made just the start they were hoping for. After Valentine Holmes played the acrobat to score in the corner, putting the Maroons 4-0 ahead, and then Jonathan Thurston converted to make it 6-0.
We're not going to comment on the fact that his foot was on the line, or?
Well, I don't know whether it was.
Neither do
to
I.
To be honest, I think the replay showed
we're
that
we're getting
it was
Nick
Healy.
Nick Healy's he's nodding. It was referee Nick Healy there.
But unfortunately for Queensland at that stage, the lead was short-lived as New South Wales hit back quickly, scoring just 5 minutes later with Jarryn Hayne going over in the opposite corner and Maloney kicked the goal from the sideline and things were tied up at 6-6. And then James Maloney cut through the Queensland defence in the 24th minute before passing to Brett Morris, who powered away to score in the same corner as Hayne's first try. And it was 10-6 New South Wales, so things were looking up.
I think the second kick was easier too, but he missed it.
He did. He did. But he didn't have too many troubles with the next kick because there was another try very shortly after the second one, which Jake Trbojevic set up. It was almost rehearsed, actually, the pass that he threw to James Tedesco. And
it was weird. It was really bad defensive.
Yeah.
Bad defensive.
I think Tim Glasby missed a tackle there. So
straight
Tedesco
the
made the break, put it on the chest of Mitchell Pearce, and he ran away into space to score the Blues' third try. Maloney converted that one, as I mentioned, and it was 16-6 at halftime, and things looked destined for a series victory, but it was all downhill from there, unfortunately.
It absolutely was.
Not too many would have predicted what would have happened from the 53rd minute onwards when Dane Gagai scored the first of his two tries, finishing off a string of running passes, which started with a Josh Maguire break, which Thurston again converted from near the sideline, and it was 16-12. And then that 77th minute, New South Wales' heart sank when Dane Gagai completed his double to level things up at 16-all and then upstepped the champion for one of his finest hours, you would imagine, with Jonathan Thurston rising to the occasion as only he can to slot what would be the winning goal. And despite a few or tense few final minutes, Queensland hung on for the two-point victory and we now head to Brisbane for the decider.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit depressing, isn't it?
That was a terrible, terrible second half. What did the commentators, the so-called experts, have to say about the game?
Well, Andrew Johns.
He was a little bit skating,
the infamous
wasn't he?
Joey Johns was, he was skating. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. Were some of the words that came out of his mouth post-match. He just couldn't believe that New South Wales didn't target Jonathan Thurston in
so
that second half.
We should also add that for those who didn't watch, who missed the game or,
were listening to it on radio and maybe
Jonathan Thurston literally had one arm. Like I think it's his right shoulder was completely stuffed.
He did from...
Even from late in the first half.
Yes, that's correct.
He's still just...
He just found a way, so Phil Gould said that it was the conservative approach of New South Wales that didn't really help their cause in the second half. They sort of stopped doing what they were that was successful in the first game and the first half of the second game. Paul Vorton said he thought, and Paul Vorton being, for those listeners who may not be familiar, infamous Queensland origin personality and player, renowned as...
He's infamous down here. Up there, he's probably one of their gods. But
Well, that's right. Yeah, well, I mean, infamous in a good way.
Okay.
In terms of his coaching feats.
Yes, that's right.
As a player. He mentioned that when Dylan Napper and Josh Maguire came back on the field in the second half of the match, then things started to turn. They really gave the spark back to Queensland. I would agree with that.
I think
Josh Maguire was exceptional for Queensland up there with Dane Gagai as one of their best. And two key tackles that were made just before half time by Jake Trbojevic on Kronk and Dugan on Morgan. You would have thought that they were sort of match-winning plays. Phil Gould mentioned that in commentary, but it just didn't turn out that way. And as you mentioned, Joey Johns was, yeah, he was scathing of
So I think he called it the worst half that New South Wales ever
put in. The dumbest half of football he's seen New South Wales play.
And he's seen some dumb stuff, so.
Yeah. But, it was...
Now, what were our predictions after game one when you and I sat in here and gloated?
Well, yes. I predicted a comprehensive 22-6 New South Wales victory.
In game two.
Yeah.
And remind everyone listening at home what the score was last night, mate.
Yeah, it was 18 points to 16 Queensland. So that didn't really go to plan, that one.
No.
It sets up what could be an absolute fairy tale in the last match. Jonathan Thurston's last match, what could be Cooper Cronk's last match. And
Origin match, we should point out there.
That's Origin. Correct, yes. Origin match, yeah. He's their last State of Origin match.
Jonathan, so 3 weeks' time they head up to Brisbane.
Yep.
To the cauldron.
For the return rubber. And I've got a couple of statistics.
Oh, yes.
That I could throw at you.
Go.
That if New South Wales win in 3 weeks' time, it'll be the first time since 1996, I believe, that they've won two games in Queensland in the one series. The Blues have won... It'll be the first time since 1997. Now, I stand corrected for any listeners out there that want to double-check Google and have got these wrong, but it'll be the first time since 1997 that New South Wales have won a series without winning in New South Wales.
Wow.
And it will be the first time ever, I believe... If they win in Queensland in 3 weeks' time, that they've won a series where they've had to play two games in Queensland and not one in New South Wales.
Wow. Huge. Well, I'm going to throw some stats at you. Okay. Last night it was Mitchell Pearce's, I think, 17th Origin game.
Yes.
That makes him the most capped New South Wales half of all time.
Unbelievable.
He has never won a State of Origin series.
Wow.
There you go. Second bit of info, had Laurie Daly's team, the Blues, won last night, or even if they go on to win game three in Brisbane, he will become only the second coach to win, New South Wales coach, I should add, to win more than one Origin series.
That's incredible.
There you are. There's my stats.
There's all the stats you need for today, listeners. And it promises to be a hell of an occasion. No matter the result up there in Queensland, as we mentioned, Jonathan Thurston's last State of Origin match, what could be Cooper Cronk's last State of Origin match, and perhaps Billy Slater, and the Blues will have the task ahead of them. But
righto, come on, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's predict it.
I think Queensland win.
We're going with our heads here, not our hearts.
Yeah, with our heads. I think New South Wales needed to win last night. I think there's just too much riding on...
Mm-hmm.
The match up
there. Too big a job to do up there.
Queensland 22-18.
22-18. I'm going to go 28-10.
Okay.
To Queensland.
Right.
I reckon it'll be a rather convincing win.
And okay.
New South Wales will score last as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I think the series is gone. But anyway.
Yes. Unfortunately.
Let's not mention it again.
But there's still hope.
Where there is life, there is hope. Well, David, thank you so much.
Thank you, Adrian.
There you are. Our wrap-up of Game 2 in the State of Origin last night. Game 3 taking place on July 12. Let's not talk about that any more.